Good morning, church. Good morning. Welcome on this chilly Sunday as we gather together. What happened is the trustees realized that I was really homesick for Wisconsin, so they put the sanctuary temperature down about 15 degrees so I could... No, I apologize. We don't know why the heat was a little down. It is slowly rising. Hopefully it's not too uncomfortable for you, but if you need an opportunity during the passing of the peace or any time during worship to grab your coat, please do so. We won't be offended at all. Thank you all for your flexibility with this little change that we're having today. Some announcements before we get started. First and foremost, I want to thank all of those who supported our Park Street Pizza fundraiser. For the first time we did this fundraiser, we sold over 130 pizzas, and a lot of that has to do with people's willingness to do this. I'm excited about this using this as a fundraiser in the future. For those of you that haven't had a chance to pick up your orders, they're in the refrigerator downstairs. Your name should be marked on them. Once again, though, thank you for supporting our kids and our combo trip. Also, don't forget, our Lenten programming continues this Wednesday. We'll continue to dive in deeper to the questions children ask about God with Mark Middleberger's book, The Questions Christians Hope No One Will Ask. We continue to eat from 6 to 6:30, and programming is from 6:30 to 7:30. Do we have our sign-up sheet going around for that?
In the narthex.
Okay, in the narthex. So if you get an opportunity to sign up for that, we would greatly appreciate if you're a new person that hasn't had a chance to bring super bread. But this week we're going to be focusing on the question that we're asking during our sermon skit today: are God and Jesus the same person? Spring rally is coming right around the corner. First weekend in April, 6th graders to 21 can go. You can go to the Mid-States camping site and sign up. We've already got two vans full of kids who are excited to go. I think it's a great opportunity for our youth to gather and really get some time in the Easter season to celebrate all the wonderful things that God is doing. Also, please don't forget we're having a covered dish town hall next Sunday, also our birthday and anniversary Sunday, so you get some food and some cake. We'll continue to discuss some of the gift that we've been given from the Denzer Trust, as well as some other things that are going on in our congregation. A great time just to communicate with one another about what's going on in the life of Schoenbrunn. A lot of good things going on in our church and our community. Please don't forget, I have an announcement here. Cookies are needed for the Habitat for Humanity run. The cookies need to be delivered to Tuscora Park on April 6th between 9 a.m. and noon. There's a sign-up sheet in the narthex for anyone interested. Any questions, ask Linda Northrup. So this is something we've done quite a bit in the past. So if you're interested in supporting that, we'd be greatly appreciated. Any other announcements at this time? Yeah, Leticia.
I just wanted to make an announcement. I put a sign-up sheet out in the narthex for Food on the Fly. It's a good opportunity for us to make some money for the church. What I just need is if people are interested in helping, either making food prior to the meal or coming and helping serve the meal, I just need you to sign up on the sheet out there. Once we know who's interested, then we will get a hold of you guys, schedule a meeting that makes sense for everybody, and then we'll plan it and get everything done. But the first one is supposed to be May 8th.
Thank you, Leticia. Once again, that's another one of our good new ministries you'll hear more about at our town hall next Sunday, but we're excited for this opportunity to see how God has inspired us. We've heard good things that are happening out of Yorksville with Dinner on the Run, and we're hoping we can kind of replicate some of that success in our own fundraising. Does anybody else have any other announcements? Yeah, Linda. Oh, wonderful. We're pretty serious about a cake around here. So. Anybody else have any other announcements? All right, let us stand and greet one another. If you need to grab your coat, feel free to as well. Morning, Nick.
Morning,
Leticia.
Morning, Katie.
Thank you. together for the watchword of the week. Our watchword this week comes from the 55th chapter of Isaiah, verse 6. Let us recite together. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. You may be seated. Please rise for the call to worship. O God, you are our God. We seek you all the days of our lives. God will bless us as long as we live. We lift up our hands and call upon the Lord. Please remain standing as we sing together, What Wondrous Love Is This?
please remain standing and join me, or no, you can be seated and join me for the second half of Lent 1, starting on page 75. By your holy incarnation and birth, by your early exile, by your pure and blameless childhood, by your willing obedience, by your humility, meekness, and patience, by your faithfulness in your earthly calling, by your fasting and temptation, by your perfect life before God and humanity, by your tears and agony, your crown of thorns and cross.
Lead us to repentance for our sins.
By your willing sacrifice of yourself unto death.
Make known to us the mystery of your love.
Unto your open arms stretched out upon the cross.
Receive us all.
Please rise. Sacred wounds and precious blood, by your innocent suffering and dying, by your rest in the grave, by your glorious resurrection and ascension. Fulfill in us your prayer that all who love you may be one, as you are in the Father and the Father is in you. You have made God known to us as Father, so that the love with which he has loved you may be in us.
And you in us.
Christ in him crucified.
Shall remain forever, of us only, only be, for your boundless love, your
You may be seated.
As we turn our hearts and our minds to our offering today, we think about the gift of the Holy Trinity. And we remember it doesn't matter whether we call God Father, Son, or Holy Spirit, but that we give compassionately to God and wholeheartedly. So let us give now of our tithes, offerings, and gifts. Let us turn our hearts and our minds to a time of prayer. First and foremost, let us celebrate last Sunday, Sue Koenig celebrated her 15th year in ministry at Graceham. We celebrate with her and her family. They actually surprised her last Sunday at the beginning of worship and told her to sit down at the beginning, that they had things taken care of. If you know the type A personality that Sue is, I would have loved to have seen that happen. But we celebrate with her and Mike. Actually, Angie and Doug are out in Maryland this week. Linda has a card that's going around. If you want a chance to sign it, please get in touch with her. We're going to send that out this week. Let her know that we're sending our well wishes with her. Also, please keep in prayer. A lot of flooding and natural disasters going on across our world. The flooding has hit the Midwest pretty hard in places like North Dakota and Nebraska. My home state, Minnesota, the melted snow and a lot of rain has made things very difficult there. So please keep those areas in prayer. And we continue to hold Rhianne Ryan in prayer as she remains at Akron Children's Hospital. Some great news was shared this week. Rhianne was a little more responsive this week. Her eyes were open. So we're celebrating that hopefully she's on the upswing right now and that her progress continues to grow. We pray for Heidi Baker, who suffered a severely sprained ankle. For Betsy Vanderbilt, who has stage 4 cancer and started treatment. She would be Mary Ann Creel's niece's mother-in-law. And also for Bobby Allen, a friend of Mary Ann Creel, who's been suffering from prostate cancer. And we remember in prayer also Willie Gardner, the father of Linda Karcher, who was hospitalized at Altman this week. And we also keep in our prayers the staff, the aides, and the bus drivers of Claymont School District as they go on a strike this week. We pray for a peaceful resolution that works for the kids, the staff, and the school district, and that they can come together and find a resolution that works best for all parties involved. We continue to have prayerful support for all people on all sides, especially Joyce as she helps her staff through this hard time. And I know how difficult it has been for you, but if you need anything from your congregation, please let us know, because we are thinking and praying for you. Let us take a moment in silence and invite God into this time of prayer. Gracious God, we pray to you today because we know that you are the creator of all things. You are the beginning, the middle, and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. And we can trust easy, for we know that everything that happens in this world is going by your divine plan and what you call us to do and call us to be. We pray to God the Son that your resurrection hope reaches each of our hearts this Easter season, because we know that this world desperately needs hope. It desperately needs the promise of new life. And we are thankful for the signs of spring that remind us that the resurrection is such a real and tangible part of our life. And we pray to the Holy Spirit that you may surround us in love and comfort. And you help us in so many things that we can't see, but that we know are the fingerprints of God. We are thankful for the fingerprints of the Holy Spirit. And gracious God, we think about all these people on our prayer list, those dealing with natural disasters, those who are dealing with sickness and cancer, those who are grieving. Help all of these people understand that you, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, will be with them every step of the way. And as we think about this spring season, help each one of us come alive as the birds and the airs and the trees do as well. Because we know that the Holy Spirit is something that should grow within each and every one of us all the days of our lives. But we are called as children of God to continue to grow, whether we are 6 months old or 104. We know that our journey with you calls us to constant growth, constant dedication, and constant love. In your gracious and loving name we pray. Amen.
The first scripture today is from Isaiah 55, chapter 55, verses 1 through 9. It can be found on page 524 in your pew Bible. Come all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richness of fare. Give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations that do not know you will hasten to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your thoughts, or your ways my ways, declared the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Thank you, Letitia. Our gospel today comes from the 13th chapter of Luke, verses 1 through 9. Repent or perish. Now there were some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish. Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish." And he told the parable. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and he went to look for the fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now, I've been coming to look for fruit on the fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." May the reading of God's holy word reach your heart, your minds, and your actions. Thanks be to God. At this time, I invite our children forward for our children's chat. Everybody thinks God and Jesus are the same person, Aubrey? That's how God made them. That's a good answer, too. So, you guys have raised a question that adults struggle with still to this day, trying to figure out who Jesus and God were and how their relationship worked. And how we explain that back as humans, how we try to understand that as children of God, is something called the Trinity. Does anybody know what that is? So the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They make up the three parts of God, but it's all one. So it's like one third of each. So let me give you an example.
So all of it is mixed together.
Yeah, it's all mixed together, kind of like in a baking pan almost. It all makes God together. So I want to show you something that kind of illustrates this, because sometimes that's hard to understand. That three, one plus one, what is one plus one plus one?
Three.
But in this scenario, one plus one plus one equals one. And I'm not telling you to do your math any differently, but I'm just telling you how confusing it can be. So we have in front of us is water. Now water, if you taste it and feel it, it's pretty normal, it's pretty natural. What would happen if, let's say, our thermostat, instead of being at 59 degrees when we started today, what if it was at 15 degrees? What would happen to our water? I know what happened to our attendance, but what would happen to our water? Silence. It would freeze. Now, if this water was frozen, let's say we had a lot of water, what could you do with that water? Could you walk on it?
Yeah.
If it was frozen, maybe depending on how thick it was. But would it be the same water that was in this cup, even though it had a different component? Yeah, it would still be that water. So what if we had that water that was now frozen, and we decided to melt it back, and we melted it back to regular water again, and we decided, you know what? Oh, church has been going on forever. I'm super hungry. Let's make some hot dogs. We throw this water on the stove, heated it up, and the water started to rise in the air and steam. Would that be the same water?
Yeah.
Yeah, that water vapor would be water. So water exists as ice, water exists as water, and water can exist as steam, just like the Holy Spirit. So let's do this on more of a personal level. So let's take Mr. Nick Menapace here. Nick, they're going to stand up here. So let's say Nick has a personality with his friends. He has certain encounters with all of you that are unique to your group, to him being a friend of you. Now let's walk over here. Now if Nick was hanging out with his mother, Carol, do you think Nick would have different personalities? So for our message today, we're going to shake things up and do it a little bit differently. We're actually doing a sermon skit this week. We've been fortunate enough that Harley is going to play our narrator. Missy, Chloe, and Paige Martin are going to be playing the Holy Trinity for us. And today, we have the privilege that Harley will be interviewing the Holy Trinity before us so we can get some answer to some of the important questions that we have about the Holy Trinity. And to give you some background about why we are doing this question, are God and Jesus the same, the person or thing or however you describe God? The important thing to remember is this question actually came to me when I was picking my oldest niece, Ava, up from kindergarten. And I was minding my own business, giving her ride home from school, and halfway through our three-minute ride home from Douglas Elementary, she looked up to me and she goes, "Uncle Ben, are God and Jesus the same?" And I took a very deep breath and I'm like, "Yes, no, well, kind of, maybe. I need a really longer road to be able to explain this properly. I need more than the 2 minutes that I have, because it's the Trinity is something we believe on faith, but it can be very complicated to us trying to grasp what it means. And sometimes it's important to explain it in terms that a six-year-old can understand. Because I think when we get down to the basics, the foundation, that ultimately helps us not to get lost in the complex nature of it, but to focus on the basic faith that we take in loving God and understanding God as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So without further ado, I believe I have my actor's son. Are they? Like the Holy Spirit, you can find them, but you wait for the presence to come to you. Oh, here we go. So, live and never before seen on Shenbrunn TV, we have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and our host, the Ray of Sunshine.
Welcome to your favorite Ohio morning show, Wake Up with Shenbrunn. I'm your morning host, Ray of Sunshine. Today, we have a real treat for you. For the first time since they walked the Garden of Eden together, we have the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit together again. They have offered us a never-before-seen exclusive interview together. God, the Father, what have you been up to?
Well, I've been sharpening my creation skills playing Minecraft. That game is so addicting, I may need to limit my screen time.
That's a good idea for all of us. How about God, the Son?
I've been hanging out all over the place, mostly been helping my dad through another one of his midlife crises.
Oh, I didn't know a divine being had to worry about a midlife crisis.
Man, what do you call the ice ages and the invention of techno music?
Very well. How about arguably the most underappreciated of the group, Holy Spirit? How have you been doing?
Man, I've been all over the places. I tend to enjoy the spotlight. I prefer my presence to be felt than rather seen.
I see. The reason we all have you on the show today is we want to get to the bottom of who God is, and perhaps to get a little illumination on some of the deeper, mysterious spiritual questions that we humans cannot seem to find the answer for.
Be careful, Ray. Many have tried to figure us out, but none have come close.
Why do you think that is?
Humanity worships answers. Sometimes greater growth can come from struggling with a question rather than jumping to a conclusion.
Aren't answers important? Surely we'd be lost without some answers.
For sure, man. Answers can be helpful, but they are not always necessary.
Then what is necessary to seek God?
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. And love your neighbor as yourself.
So perhaps I have the wrong mindset for this interview. I was hoping that you would spoon-feed us some important answers. But perhaps I should tell you about why I'm struggling on my faith walk with some of these questions.
That sounds like a much better plan, man. Three of us are more effective when you are better than waiting for us to miraculously send a sign to you?
I guess when it comes down to it, I really struggle with the concept of the Holy Trinity. I think about it over and over again, and the math never adds up. 1 + 1 + 1 can never equal 1. I get the water illustration, where water can exist as ice, vapor, and water, just as God can exist as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But I need more than that. I need proof.
Perhaps what you need is a history lesson.
Our believers didn't always think of us as the Trinity.
Guess, man, how many times the word Trinity appears in the Bible? Jeez.
I'm hoping at least 3 times.
That'd be 3 too many. The word Trinity doesn't appear in the scripture, man.
Wait, are you saying the concept of the Holy Trinity is wrong?
That's not what we're saying. We are saying leave some space for mystery and the wonder of God.
Many believers struggled with who I was after I ascended to heaven. Was I fully human or fully God? Was I 50-50? Was I just God in a clever disguise?
You were rarely a man that provided easy answers with your time on earth. I'm guessing there are no easy answers to be found after your ascension. So why do we believe in the Trinity today?
In 325 AD, Constantine called one of the first ecumenical councils of the church at Nicaea. It was focused on answering the question, who is Jesus of Nazareth? Many faithful believers approached the question from different perspectives. The council came together on the idea that I was fully God and fully human. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are 3 parts of the same whole.
Did the council finally figure you out 300 years later, or did they get it wrong?
I didn't realize I was a jigsaw puzzle. Thought I was the Son of Man.
Fair enough. I guess I should ask you, what are your thoughts about Nicaea?
If you humbly understand that Nicaea is one of the best human attempts to understand who I am, your mind's in the right place. I think if you look at Nicaea as the place humans finally figure out God, then I take pity upon you. God is far more infinite than any box that the human mind tries to trap us in.
When it comes to the Trinity debate, there is one part of it I have always struggled with. When you are on the cross and you say, my God, why have you forsaken me? Were you talking to yourself, the crowd, or the Father above?
Yes.
Thanks, that really helped.
I know that answer disappoints you. I'd rather you seek my presence in the difficult questions instead of rushing to easy answers for your own comfort.
Holy Spirit, help me out here. There are millions of people who not only reject Christ, but reject the idea that even a higher power exists. Wouldn't it be easy if you just answer the difficult questions?
Easier, yes, but more fulfilling for humanity, no.
Father, what do you think?
As the parent of all humanity, I understand where they are coming from. My one and only son came into the world as a carpenter. Carpenter's son. If I wanted to, I could have gave him anything he wanted, even before he knew it, just by snapping the fingers. That lifestyle would have meant no meaning to my son. The sweat, the tears, the pain, and the failures help give our faith meaning. No loving parent would deny their child the sense of accomplishment that comes from facing their struggles head on. That is why free will is such a precious gift.
So, are you saying it all comes back to love?
Precisely.
That's why I came here.
That's why I'm still here, man.
Faith in God is not about having all the easy answers. It's about seeking to grow closer to God as we journey through difficult questions together.
Now you're getting it.
The closer you get to God, the closer you get to love. God is love.
We'd love to stay and wrap up. We have an 11:30 appointment to smite Justin Bieber with some glue in his hair and gel. Peace out.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus, amen.